Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Today, I want to talk about how you know when it's ready to pivot or walk the fuck away. And I want to share this because I've had a couple of people in my community struggle with this lately. I've seen them pushing shit uphill, pushing, trying this, trying that. And sometimes I think you're better off just walking away. And we live in this society that really encourages us to keep going, right? Because if you just push on through, you push on through, you know, we give up just before it's going to happen for us. And, you know, we're just taught to hold on for dear life, that good things come from struggle. If you struggle enough, you'll get what you want. And I don't subscribe to that bullshit anymore. In fact, since I walked away, only good shit has happened. And I can't guarantee that will be the case with you, but I just want you to ponder it for a little while. So I wanted to share a story with you about Radcasters. And I've spoken about it a few times, but I think it's worth reiterating for those who are new or for those who need a refresher. I have been running Radcasters for over 2 years now. And at the beginning, everything was going really well. I had 15 people sign up to the first round and I hadn't even created the course. And from there, in a very short period of time, I had a good amount of people join. But then, as I exhausted my contacts or the people who, you know, knew, like, and trusted me, things started to slow down. And I kept on throwing the same offer out and not, you know, the intake was getting less and less and less. And I was working on this building, but I just felt like I was in this really noisy space where people are constantly being sold to. And it just started to feel wrong. And I wanted to do things differently, but I just didn't know how. And so I just started throwing shit at the wall. And I started following, like, grasping at straws, following what other people were doing, you know, asking for answers around me. It was very similar to what I did with the Office Collective. You know, I lost my nerve. I started to take things very personally. And I started to allow what was happening to really affect my worth as a human being. And here I was a few years after what I thought was learning all these amazing lessons through the failure of my co-working space. And I just found myself back in that place. Personal rejection, resentment. When people bought from my competition, I felt resentful. Especially people who had said that they would buy from me and then went and bought from my competition. You know, it was all just so personal. And it felt shit, so shit. And the more I felt shit, the harder it got. And I just kept on trying. I kept on going, okay, this is the last time. Now I'm going to run a webinar, I'm going to change the format, and I'm going to make it a bit more salesy, and I'm going to do it the way it's supposed to be done, and I'll sell something on the back end of the product, and I'll do this, and I'll give this discount live on the call, and I'll create a worksheet so people are engaged during the webinar, and blah, and I'll throw thousands of dollars at Facebook ads, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. And each time, I'd either fuck up a pitch, or people just weren't interested. Because it only just gotten to know me, and here I was trying to screw them. Well, not screw them, but you know what I mean. Like, it's like trying to fuck someone on the first date. Like, at least have some warm up. Let them get to know you a little before you know, you open the door to the date and say, hey, let's have sex, like, little warming up wouldn't go astray. Anyway, I just felt like it was just all too hard. And the harder it got, the more emotionally wrapped up I got in it, the more I got into this story of me being mediocre and everything I turn touched to, everything I touch turns to shit and so on. I'm a failure, I'm a fuck up, all this stuff. And it just didn't matter what I did, because something was not there energetically. You know, I mean, it sounds woo, but honestly, if your heart's not in something, get the fuck out. So I want to talk to you about a few different... the first thing I want to say is, in my interview with Dan Norris, which was episode 100 or 101, if you haven't heard that interview, go and listen to it because it's fucking amazing. And in that, he said to me, you know, something along the lines of, I'm totally paraphrasing and making this my own right now, but it was something like, Kelly, it's not that hard. The things that work don't feel that hard. They should feel easy. He's like, you know, WP curve. Sure, it had challenges, but it was easy. It just happened. Even his brewery, it just happens. You know, it's not a constant struggle. And if something is a constant struggle, I think you've got to ask yourself, why are you continuing with it? Because I feel like sometimes it's a sign from the universe to move the fuck on. And it's like they've tapped you with a feather. Because in your gut, you know if something's right or not. But sometimes we feel this resistance to the feather. So then we get the slap and then we get the kick up the ass. And then we basically get, kapowed, KO'd on the ground. And then a truck runs over us if we don't listen to that. So I just want you to look, if there is something that you're doing that feels really, really hard, maybe consider that it's not the thing. Or maybe just consider that it doesn't have to be this hard, because it doesn't. I decided to remove my energy from pushing Radcasters. And as soon as I did, I got a few sales, right? It was kind of funny. I think I had about 10 sales the month I decided just to walk away. But you can't do that with the expectation that I'll walk away and then the sales will come, because that's not really the case. And since, I've probably had one sale, which is fine, because before I was putting all this time and energy and effort into it and I wasn't making any sales. You know, so now it just sits there, and if someone buys it, they buy it, and if someone doesn't, they don't. And that's totally fine, and I'm not attached to it at all, because I could just, because, you know, what I was doing before wasn't working, and I could just shut it down, but I know that it has value, and I know that the people who do it get a lot out of it, so I'm just going to leave it there and trust that if somebody wants it, I created it, it can just sit there, and if someone wants it, they can buy it, and if they don't, that's totally cool too. It's not tied into my self-worth anymore. It's just something that sits there and does its thing if it wants to, and not if it doesn't. And I've turned my focus to things that are working. But that took a bit of testing more stuff out. You know, throwing out a few offers and having them rejected and feeling like it was all my, you know, it was me and my shit touch. My whatever, you know, Murphy's Law touch instead of the Midas. But things started to work for me. And it was because I had the guts to walk away. Sometimes it's harder for us. In that moment, it seems harder for us to walk away than it does to stay in the discomfort that we're feeling in the hope that something's going to change. But why hang on to to something that really isn't serving you anyway, because of pride. For me, it was really pride. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to be seen as someone who fucked up again. And I also, you know, but I also wasn't feeling it. When I started Radcasters, I never wanted to be the person who always spoke about podcasting. It wasn't my thing. You know, I mean, it was my thing because I'd created a podcast and I run a voiceover agency and I have a background in radio, so I have all the skills. It was something that made sense more than made my heart sing. Helping people made my heart sing. Seeing them, you know, have success in iTunes made my heart sing, but teaching people to podcast didn't really feel like my purpose on this planet. It was just something that made sense, right? And I think this is the thing. So often we hold on to things that we think make sense. Oh yeah, I could make money from that. Oh yeah, I could do that. Oh yeah, I have those skills. I can do that. But the question is it what you really want? And if I had been honest with myself back then, instead of just needing something to validate my success as a human being or as an entrepreneur, I probably wouldn't have done Radcasters. I'm glad I did, because I learned a lot and I made some amazing connections and I helped some incredible people get their message out into the world, and that's been amazing, but it was never my soul's purpose. You know, it was something that I could have walked away from at any time, except for my attachment to it needing to be something, you know, where really, I think this is where you make the distinction, right? If it's something that truly lights you up and you would do it even if it didn't pay, then you'll do whatever you have to do to make that shit happen, right? Like me and this podcast and the, you know, spreading my message. That's shit that I don't get paid for. But I won't walk away from it. I'll get a job if I had to. I'll make something work so that I can continue to do this. It doesn't feel hard. I don't have an attachment to it needing to be anything. It's something that I would do anyway. Therefore, it's worth sticking to when things do get hard, because I can tell you, sometimes I don't feel like doing an interview. I'm just not in the mood. It all seems too hard, and that's just personal struggle. It's not like, you know, maybe with a little side of self-sabotage or something, but it's not, it's like it's easy. It's something that I do, that I enjoy, and I will continue to do, even if I never get paid a cent for the rest of my life. I can't not have conversations with people. I can't not share my story. I just can't not do that. And whether I get, I'd like to get paid for it, and I am in some ways, because I'm sold out my first retreat and, you know, my mastermind with Lisa is full and we've got a wait list for next year. And so things are working there, right? And that's all been easy stuff, easy stuff. And stuff that I was doing anyway. I've always, you know, my friends have always come to me for business advice. Always. And now I get paid to do that. Or just support, you know, emotional and spiritual support. I get to do that through this podcast. I get to do that through my Show Up Speak Up group. I get to do it through my mastermind. I get to do it through my retreats. It's stuff that I've always wanted to do, but I never had the guts. And at one point, I did try to run a mastermind, but I was still too caught up in my own shit. And so when I put the offer out there, I had two amazing people join, and it wasn't enough for me at the time. where, and I guess I wasn't ready. I still had a lot of lessons to learn about who I was, about how I showed up in the world, and what was important to me and what wasn't. So I just wanted to share this story with you in the hope that if you are in a situation at the moment where you feel like you're really coming up against it, you're pushing shit uphill and it's not feeling good. What the hell is that? Weird dog. Then there are, you do have options. You don't have to continue on with what you're doing. You can walk away. And even if you're saying to me, oh, but then I'm not, you know, how am I going to feed my kids? And how am I going to pay the rent? And how am I going to, it's like, you will find a way. If this thing is really important to you, you will find a way. You will get a job if you have to. You will figure out something. But if you're not making money now, doing what you're doing, and it's feeling really hard and horrible, then why not just consider that maybe there's something else there for you? Maybe you could pivot. Maybe you could actually do what your heart is telling you to do before you get hit by the Mack bus, Mack truck or whatever they're called. You know, maybe take this as an opportunity to try something new and different. Because this is what I see happening a lot, right? People not making money what they're doing, and so they're throwing more money to try to make the money instead of just letting it go and trying something else to see if that works. Because your gut knows. If you're triggered by what I'm saying, then really look at it. Because I know if I'd listened to this when I was in the depths of my struggle with Radcasters, I would have been like, girl, easy for you to say, you're not in my situation, or I have to make this work. You know, there is no choice. I just have to make this work. And if you hear yourself saying stuff like that, then it's really time for you to walk away and pivot, because you don't have to make anything work. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Is it time for a pivot? Only you can decide. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.